fallen firefighter in Philadelphia. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The veteran first responder was killed when a building that had been burning collapsed.
The building collapse took place just before 3:30 a.m. Saturday morning after the fire at the location was put out. Philadelphia Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy.
During this total collapse, six people get trapped.
Those six included a 27-year veteran firefighter who died, four other firefighters who were rescued and remain hospitalized in stable condition, and one inspector who was rescued and then treated and released from the hospital.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. President Biden took a bike ride in Delaware this morning. He then fell while getting off the bike but remained in good spirits. The president later mentioned to reporters he hasn't made up his mind on lifting tariffs on China, but plans to speak to President Xi soon. Red-hot inflation continues to hurt consumers and the markets.
The sell button dominated on Wall Street this week. The major three averages all lower for the week. Year to date, the markets have been pummeled. The Nasdaq and the S&P in bear market, the Dow approaching that level. The story is all about how to tame 8.6% inflation. Jerome Powell raised rates 0.75 point midweek. First, the markets thought it was a sign that the Fed will use its tools to quiet things down. Then the reality hit that more hikes are coming and that could trigger a recession.
Fox Business Network's Jackie DeAngelis. No credentials and no escort. Several staffers with Stephen Colbert's late-night talk show were allegedly arrested at the U.S. Capitol this week after police responded to a report of a disturbance. In a statement, CBS said the production team had prearranged interviews. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Familiar themes from former President Trump. While speaking yesterday at a Christian conference in Nashville, he renewed his criticism of former Vice President Mike Pence, who he believes could have stopped the certification of the 2020 election.
Mike Pence had a chance to be great. He had a chance to be, frankly, historic. But just like Bill Barr and the rest of these weak people, Mike, and I say it sadly because I like him, but Mike did not have the courage to act.
The House committee investigating the Capitol riot has focused largely on what top advisors were telling President Trump leading up to January 6th. The next public hearing is Tuesday. Disturbing revelations at our southern border.
An average of 1,800 illegal immigrant runners have slipped past Border Patrol every day since October, CBP sources tell Fox News. And new CBP data on the number of potential terrorists encountered at the southern border highlights why that is a major concern. According to CBP, in fiscal year 2017, there were only two people on the terror watch list arrested at the southern border. Fiscal year 2018 had six. Fiscal year 2019 had zero. Fiscal year 2020 had three. Fiscal year 2021 had 15. And so far in fiscal year 2022, Border Patrol has already arrested 50 people on the terror watch list.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Rio Grande Valley, Texas. Help wanted at SpaceX. possibly after CEO Elon Musk fired several employees who blasted the billionaire for his behavior in an open letter. The New York Times was the first to report the purge. The letter described Musk as a frequent source of distraction and embarrassment. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.